please grab your Bibles and stand together and turn to Exodus chapter 20. Exodus chapter 20. You know, the Bible says, honor the hoary head. That's me. Brother Ross, you're starting to get hoary head. Okay? And really, I want us to look at the word honor. It's going to be a shorter message. And hopefully some of us tonight, whether your father's here or your father's in heaven, or maybe your father lives in another city or another state, we will have some public honor. Let's keep it like to about a minute or so. But I think it'll do a couple things. Of course, most of the children, the younger children are in patch. But for those that are here, the teenagers, maybe it'll teach them. There's something about watching and hearing something. We teach, we preach, and then we can experience it. But Exodus chapter 20 and verse number 12, of course, this is the first commandment with promise, and meaning there's a promise that goes with the command. You obey it, and there's a blessing with it. Verse 12, honor. Can everybody say honor? Okay, we're going to go to Ephesians chapter 6. We're familiar with the verses there, but it says obey and honor. Okay, well, this verse in verse 12, honor thy father and thy mother, that thy days may be long upon the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee. And so that's the promise. God says, and I'm going to get to that in just a moment, that we'll live longer if we honor our parents. And we're nothing against you tonight, Mom, but we're going to speak a little bit more about Dad tonight. It says, honor your father and your mother. Look at Ephesians chapter 6, please. Ephesians chapter 6. By the way, these verses are as important as thou shalt not steal. Thou shalt not, don't bear false witness. Okay? In some ways, it's more important. Ephesians chapter 6, verse number 1. Children, obey your parents in the Lord. Now, let me just say this for those of you that are still living in the home of your parents. It doesn't say, children, obey your parents in the Lord if they're right. Or if they're, you know, at a level of a 90 Christian. Really, there's no condition here. Children, obey your parents in the Lord. For this is right. We live in a very rebellious society. Just always doing our own thing. Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Then he goes on in verse 2, honor, so there's obey, and then it's like step 2 is honor. So obey, do what they say, and then it's how you do it. Okay, you do it with honor, and I'll give you several different definitions for clarity as far as honor. Honor thy father and thy mother, which is the first commandment with promise. We just saw the promise is verse 3, that it may be well with thee and thou mayest live long on the earth. So God's saying that somehow if you obey and honor we're going to talk about father tonight, you can live longer. Maybe you can eat some triple quarter pounders with cheese. Okay, maybe instead of going on a 40-day lemon, what do you got? Lemon, cayenne pepper, what's in that thing? Honey, lemon fat, lemon juice, lemon water fast. I did it once. I did it for like 4 hours. And I drank it with a hamburger, but no, I did it for several days. But you want to live long? By the way, I want to live longer. I want to have a higher quality of life, and I want to have longevity of life. Well, this verse says, if you honor and obey your parents, you live a longer life. Then let's go back, and we're going to right where we were today, Proverbs chapter 17. Proverbs chapter 17. Let's, as a church, let's develop a culture of obeying and honoring and lifting up Dad. You see, God has created us, and we see it here, verse 6 of Proverbs 17. Children's children are the crown of old men. That's our grandchildren. And the glory of children are their fathers. You know, it's like, yes. You know, well, my glory is, you know, the Miami Heat. Well, God says the glory of children is what you say. Well, I don't really glory in my dad because somebody took that out of you. Or some culture, or someone taught it, or some kids. Stay away from young people that are disrespectful to authority. And parents, you have the responsibility and the right to keep your children away from rebels. By the way, we love rebels, but rebels are infectious. You ever go in the hospital and they have these little containers and they're sealed and they're closed and they'll have trucks. It's like infectious diseases or infectious hazardous infectious material. I hate to say this. There's hazardous, infectious people at Pacific Baptist Church. Yeah. The worst are the rebels. Say, what's a rebel? Someone that's not under authority. Father, help us as we seek to please you, number one, obey you. And you're the greatest father. And you want us to obey you. And part of us obeying you is honoring our fathers. And just bless this message, we pray. The truth from your word, we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. You can be seated. I'm going to give us six points, and then we're going to open up the floor. I'll give this to Brother Ross in just a few moments. And then maybe I'll give my mic, and then you can crank this one up, and then we'll have one on the patio, one here. And we want to spend a few minutes just honoring our fathers. Number one, the Lord commands, it's a command, commands children to honor their fathers. Now, the command goes for us that are adult children. We're still supposed to honor our fathers. By the way, the word honor is to treat with gravity, to reverence, to revere, to respect, to treat with submission. This is an honor. Okay, I'll take it out. That's not honor. Now, that might be obedience, but that's not honor. Verse 1 says to obey. Verse 2 says to honor. To treat with submission. We need a revival of honoring our parents. Teach it. Preach it. Communicate it, model it. The Lord commands children to honor their fathers. Number two, we already mentioned this. The Lord promises a blessing to those who honor their fathers, that thy days may be long on the land. First commandment with promise. You say, well, Pastor, how does that work? Well, I'm not sure. I always check commentaries to see if maybe there's somebody, you know, sort of moves a rock that I can't move, or I couldn't find it. But one commentary said that really parents are out for your best interest. And so if you obey them and honor them, They're going to give you like a better path than if you go on your own. And then, number two, it's just one of those sort of straight out, God says, hey, listen, you do this and I'll bless you. And so there's a blessing There's a blessing that comes. There's the Lord promises a blessing to those who honor their father. Hey, for all of us, even adults, but especially for young people, in the sense of you're living in your home and you're with your parents all the time, you need to work at and ask God for the grace and ask God for the help to obey and to honor your parents. Let me say quickly, number three, honoring your father will help them to be better fathers. Honoring your father will help him be a better father. And I'm going to shed a little light on that, point number five. Ah, man, my dad doesn't deserve to be honored. Again, it doesn't say to honor your faithful father or honor your Christian father, okay? By the way, you can honor if you have a father or mother and they're unsaved and they might ask you to do something that's unscriptural, you make wise appeals and, you know, you be gracious and, you know, sometimes you have to say no, but you can, you don't, just because you have a parent that's unsaved or a parent that's not real committed to God, it does not take away this first commandment with promise. But I'm gonna share with you how that honoring your father will help them to be better fathers. By the way, let me say number four. Honor is an action word. You know, it's a verb. It's do something. Honor's not, okay, I won't do bad to my dad. No, honor means I'll do good to my dad. Okay? Honor means I'm going to be proactive. And by the way, if you're a son or a daughter, I hope you've got a card or a candy bar or a cookie to give to your dad today. Oh, don't let me say that one more time. I hope you got a cookie or a fortune cookie or a piece of spaghetti or something to give to your father today. So I haven't got around to it. Okay? It's 5:45. Okay? Rather than watching the basketball game out there, go over to Walgreens and get them a card, or go get, you know, I got 3x5s. You can write a little card to them and say, Dad, thanks for being the greatest dad I've ever had. Honor's an action word. This is from Ben. Peace on earth. By the way, I don't know if you heard the bad news. We had a death in our family. Our dog Tiny died. Yeah. The funeral is next Saturday. My dog did die. What are you laughing about? Okay? That's a soul that's, no. Dogs, all dogs go to heaven, so don't worry about his soul. But anyway, he had a tumor, so let's get over it. Let's all boo-hoo. He had a tumor in his stomach. He started losing weight, and he ended up with a vet, and the Barkers and my niece, they all tried. We were going to Bishop, and we had to tell him to just take him on to his eternal reward. Anyway, I saw the dog. I thought, it's just, I would announce we had a loss in the family, okay? This was from Ben. This is my 7th grade son. Thank you for being a friend to me. Thank you for being there all the time. Whether it was a basketball game, and I missed his basketball game, and he scored 15 points yesterday. Sorry, I was on the job site. But I go to most of them. Whether it was a basketball game and giving me what I need most, which was usually, I missed this part. He said, and giving me for what I need most, and it's in parentheses, which usually is SWATs. Then thank you for being the world's most wonderful, awesome, spectacular. I'm adding a few words here. No, I'm not. I'm just, it's in marker. Father on earth, thank you for having a heart for church planning and missions. Thank you for instilling in my life what you believe. Thank you for preaching what you believe. I don't know what I would be without you. Les Swats. No, that's, I inserted that. Thank you for being my role model through the years. You always said to pick godly preachers as heroes, and that's just what I did. On a scale of 1 to 10, you are 1,000. Now, you say, oh, does he believe that? Of course not. But you know what he's doing? He's honoring his father. That's what he's doing. I got another one here. You know what I'm doing? I'm giving your children some hints, okay? I made my kids do this. I taught them exactly what to say, and I bought the cards, and I gave it to them. I gave them a pen, and I said, wrong words. No, I didn't. Here's one. Dad, this is from Sue. By the way, I'm not going to read all the things because some things are a little bit personal. Thank you for always being there for me. The girls are, thank you for always being there for me. I'm thinking, I was? Thank you for being so kind and loving that you protect me. Thank you for the time you spend with us kids. Thanks for being the greatest dad in the world. I love you. By the way, can I have $20? No, she didn't have that. Let's see. This is Joanna. Here's another girl one. Thank you for always standing up for what is right. You know, they all make me sound like I'm some meanie. Thank you for standing up for what's right, no matter what anybody says. For what is right and being a great example to many people. I am so very privileged to have such an awesome and amazing dad. God gave our family a special blessing. We have the best, by far, dad on the planet. Thank you for your great and inspiring sermons. You always preach. You help so many people. Thank you for providing for us and teaching us what we need to know to be a great Christian. You are the best example of a God-fearing person who loves God also. I love you much, blah, blah, blah. She didn't have blah, blah. I love you. Now, you say, I bet your wife got all the kids. And by the way, maybe she did. And if my wife got all the kids, and I like it. But more important than I like it, God commands my children to do that. Okay? And I don't know if she did that. And if you did, Mary, did you do that? She said, no. I hope you're not lying. Okay. No lying in church. Wait till we get on the sidewalk, okay? Honor's an action word. Friday I was preaching at Faith Baptist, and I got a text from Daniel. Let me see here. Let's see. Dave Lucero will try to call me, trust me. Let's see. Here's my son. Hi, Dad. This is Dan. I was wondering what you would advise me to do. I have 50 shirts to do. He's making the shirts for the basketball. There's a shirt machine to do today for men's league tomorrow. The material won't come in until later today. If I go work, then go to Faith tonight, I will have a very late night or early morning. So what should I do? Go to Faith, leave early, or just stay up really late again? Yeah, last time they stayed up late until 1 in the morning, and they kept everyone else up. So I put two words, no faith. I want you to have faith, but don't go to Faith. You got something else to do. He said, okay. Okay, thank you, though. I would have liked to hear the world's greatest preacher preach. I've listened to that sermon 3 times. Okay? I preached here Sunday night. He said he listened to it 3 times, and he said it was good. Now, you say, do you believe that's true? I don't know. I sort of don't. But you know what he's doing? He's honoring his father. Okay? By the way, the best teacher to honor the father is the mother. And the best teacher to dishonor the father is the mother. So if we all get together and we complain about how dad is not doing this and he's not doing this, you say, what are we doing? We are teaching our children to disobey this command. Okay? And so mothers, you are the greatest influence. My kids, they just don't honor their dad. Let's make sure that we're not the ones that are teaching them not to honor their dad. And mom, you can be in the background, and you can be the one teaching the children to honor their fathers. Number next, real fast. Honoring fathers with words helps us as fathers to live up to that which you honor us. And we've taught the verse in Proverbs 27:21, as the finding pot for silver and the furnace for gold, so is a man to his praise. So as a finding pot for silver, I had metal shop in 10th, 11th, and 12th grade. And then my 12th grade, I was all caught up with my credits. So I had like one semester, 2 hours, I think one semester, 3 hours of metal shop. And they'd have a little foundry, and they'd have this furnace, and we didn't have silver. We didn't have that wealthy of a school, but we had aluminum, and we'd have a little bowl, and they would put aluminum, just junky piece of aluminum in, and we had this big tongs and grab the bowl and put it in there, and it would fire up, and then the aluminum would melt and all the impurities would come to the top. We'd bring it out. Then we had this big spoon. How many know what I'm talking about? If you ever have metal shop, and then they have this big spoon, and the spoon we'd take off all the impurities, and then we would put it in I forget what you call it. A mold. It was some type of sand, and we'd have a happy, sad face or something. You put it in there, and then you take it out, and you put it in, you pour it in there. The more impurities it had, the more pimples the happy, sad face guy had. In other words, if it was pure aluminum, it would be a nicer, smoother, less little bumps on what you were making in that mold. Now, as the fining pot for silver and the furnace for gold, so is a man to his praise. Please get this. Boys and girls, you know, we're like, we teach parents to train their kids. Let me teach you how you can train your parents. Honor them. You know what these little letters, I got more at my house. You know what these letters do? They make me want to live up to what these kids said. I'm loving? Well, I better be nicer. Caring? Thank you for always being there. I'm like, I'm not sure I was really there, but I think I'm going to start being there. Okay? So honoring, you see, honoring is like, if you praise, you're showing honor. So my kids did in the little letters. They didn't just say, Happy Father's Day, you know, Dan or Ben or whatever. You're praising your father, and it takes out impurities. As the fining pot for silver, again, my children praising me, it makes me want to be cleaner as a father. Makes me want to be a higher quality father. As a fining pot for silver and the furnace for gold, what does the furnace do for, as a fining pot for silver and the furnace for gold, what does it do? The gold gets heated. I'm not a, what do you call that? Goldsmith? None of you are goldsmiths. Is it goldsmith? Goldsmith. Thanks, Chuck. We go to the elderly people in the church that ask questions. But you heat up the gold, and then the gold is moldable. Do you know what praise does to your dad's kids? You know what it does? It makes your dad teachable. You're like, man, I've been trying to teach my dad for a long time. He won't obey me. You praise him, and you honor him. Guess what? You can have him wrapped around your finger. You dishonor him, and you disrespect him. Guess what? He'll have you wrapped around his spanker. Honor is an action word. Honoring fathers with words help us as fathers to live up to that which you honor us. Honoring fathers makes us more moldable. Honoring fathers with words purifies a father. Honoring fathers with words makes us more valuable. We heard a really good message by Pastor Kevin Colling at the youth conference last on Friday. And he preached a message on just, man, we feel so inadequate. We feel like we can't live up. We all do. And by the way, it's a great message. I felt like it. My wife, I'm sure, we didn't discuss it. And he says, man, we can't live up. And it's like we can't really live up to the expectations of the wife or the husband or the parents or God. And we just feel like we can't. And we all sort of feel like that. But honoring fathers with words, you know what it does? It makes us feel more valuable. Okay? I want to be a good dad, but I'll tell you what, I fail a lot. And young people, if you can give a gift to your dad, give them honor. And what it'll do, it'll just help them to feel like they're a better dad. And let's do this. Let's honor our fathers and our spiritual fathers tonight.